We'll begin this meeting at 5:32, Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This evening for the study session.
May I first ask if there are any changes or additions to the agenda? Hearing none? Okay.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to advise Council with respect to the budget transfer request for the pool roof that I'm going to be asking Council to change that from 125 to 160. The bids are coming in that range. We thought we would be able to do it for $125,000, but it looks like the bids that we're receiving are higher than that, so I'll be asking for 160 to be transferred from reserves.
Okay, any questions of Mr. Walker on that? Okay, then Mr. Walker, your turn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This evening for the study session, we'll be considering the budgets of police, information technology, human resources, municipal court, and finance, and I will ask our Chief of Police, Charles Adams, to come forward with his budget presentation.
Test.
Good evening. I would like to just go through the 2014 projected budget for the police department. Basically, our budget is pretty much the same as for the last couple of years. The figures have basically remained the same because of many of the items that we have to purchase are pretty much static. These are things that we need. Throughout the years, we haven't had much change. However, you will see that if you go through the handout I gave you, first of all, that's the actual budget page with the organizational structure showing the city manager. But the only difference in this will be the four additional police officers that were granted by you, the council. If you go to the very next page, this is basically a breakdown of each individual department of the police department with the personnel that are staffing each particular bureau. There are three different bureaus: Bureau of Investigation, Bureau of Field Operations, and Bureau of Services. The only thing that will be a slight difference in this one from our last budget, if you move to the Bureau of Field Operations, where it actually has 55 patrol officers, that will have the additional officers that were granted. If you move to the Bureau of Services, which is to your far right, directly below the captain, who is the commander, you'll see support service officers, but that has been transitioned to a support service personnel. It's actually being staffed by one of our former dispatchers. She is now the IT coordinator as far as also support services. She's obtained her master's in technology. So she actually will be fulfilling the role as far as trying to make sure that all our systems are up and running. She actually works with Jared Agee as far as helping develop some of our CAD systems and making sure our camera supports and other technological supports within the police department are up and running and stay running, which are very vital to our performance. If you move to the next section, unless there's any questions, move to the next section, it shows our performance summary. And basically, there's a listing of what some of the things that we think we did accomplish during this 2013 fiscal year. However, since the year is not over, we're still working. You'll see that we've added an additional 8 neighborhood watch, bringing the total to 35. We've continually added new members to our monthly focus group. We're constantly conducting security audits for both residences and businesses. We conduct a neighborhood forum on safety awareness at council's request. Between neighborhood forums and safety awareness meetings, we total for the fiscal period up to 31 at the current time. We've worked with the city's University City School District as far as working on their security programs and their security audits themselves, especially in light of the previous school shootings that have been occurring throughout the country. We had a joint national night out and back to school rally with the school district, which was very well attended. We continually do our hiring. That is something that it's ongoing. We're working with HR to try and fill our vacancies. Currently, we have 5 vacancies. We're up to 75 officers, and we need to hire 5 more. We constantly make sure that we're trying to vet so we get the candidates that you would approve of and we approve of before we just won't take anyone to police the streets of University City. We're still working on our loop project as far as our cameras. We currently have 10 cameras functioning at this time. We still have several cameras that we're working on as far as the community center, the basketball court, one location at Sutter and Etzel. So that will be ongoing. As always, we could continue with our training for our staff. We are constantly trying to upgrade our computer-aided dispatch, which in light of the bond issue that was passed by St. Louis County, we will be moving to a new CAD system as well as a new command center and communication center, which will be interoperable for both police, fire, and ambulance. So our goals, as we have said, we're currently trying to hire, it shows 6, but we have one applicant who's now at the final stages, which will bring us to 75. We'll still need 5 more. We want to make sure we still develop the knowledge, skills, and abilities of all our staff. We constantly look at how we patrol, where we patrol, and how effective they are as far as movement of police resources. We make sure that we still foster collaborative efforts with other agencies, whether state, federal, and other local agencies. We expect to promote compliance with our department values. That means that we're going to constantly look at performance of our staff. If there are any complaints or anything else, we want to make sure that we're delivering the services that you want as opposed to they're doing anything that's wrong. We'll be looking at continuing the loop camera project so we can make sure that we fill in any places that we can't see. There are always going to be places when you're dealing with city streets that it's hard to cover all of them, but we try to make sure we cover the majority of them so we can get a good snapshot of what's going on. And in case we're doing investigations, we can always go back to make sure we look. Saturday before last, we actually had one of our dispatchers who manned the cameras during the Friday night hours just to see how that would work in conjunction with the police officers on static patrol as well as foot patrol and mobile patrol. So we use him as a spotter to see if he could use the cameras and put them through their paces to make sure to see how well they perform. If you move to the next section, that's a summary and description.
Let me ask a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Chief, this past year, you completed the fire department and the police department completed that transition of dispatch services into the police department. In reviewing the, some of the statistics from last year, we send ambulance service out over 11 times a day. And I want to know, is there a financial payback, if you will, or is there some kind of parity with your department assuming that obligation now? Or is the fire department, if you will, supplying the financial resources for the dispatcher?
No, the dispatchers are covered through the police budget as always. When we brought them back, we basically included them within our budget, just as they were before. So all we did was just bring them back into the fold, as we say. There were some expenses that occurred and will be occurring with that transition back, and that's basically the enhancement of our dispatch center so that we could add a fire CAD system to it. So that's an ongoing process. They're trying to finalize some of the bugs that they found. When you bring in, our system was built for police officers with department, but not to the realms of what the fire department was used to when they were at the other center. So we're trying to make sure that we get it up to snuff so we can do everything that they desire and they need when they're out performing their duties. No, it'll be out of here. It'll be headquartered. Yeah, fire, police, and ambulance will still be headquartered here. Unless you build us a new building and we move over there. But I don't blame you. So. I did. I just want to laugh. 2014 summary is basically breakdowns of each individual component of the police department. And like I said before, the only difference will be with the administrative support assistant, and once she obtained her master's degree in informational technology, we transitioned her into, and the officer that did have that position, he retired. So it was a natural move to, number one, to get it from being a commissioned police officer doing the work of what I believe and what we believe was civilian staff. And so now her job is to do, and she has a lot of jobs, but she also, between the informational system, she handles our evidence. She will handle the ticketing and making sure that we do a lot of automated ticket processing now. We'll be transitioning from manual tickets that some of the officers write to computer-aided tickets, which should speed it up, and the tickets will actually populate the information for individuals such as me. If they have my driver's license, they should be able to scan that in. It'll populate all the information. It will speed the officers up when they do have to issue a summons. The next page, if we move to, and I guess I have a number for myself, but you'll see that just basically it says the personnel summary, and if you look at that, that's basically just an overall view from FY 2012 through 13 and 2014. That's this page right here. And it basically, what you see is the main thing that changes on here is the addition of the police officers. And we also discontinued that allotting for that deputy police chief position. And that position was moved into actual officers itself. So it actually puts more boots on the ground, as they say. The more people you have out there, the more you can do. The next page is a budget expenditure page. And it's just the overall totals extending from this page right here. And the crux of this page is it just shows that the basic investment in the police department is pretty much 88.4% personnel costs. There's a 10.2% contractual services and 1.42% for commodities. And commodities are basically the things that we need, the little nuts and bolts, bullets, etc., that we use yearly. At the bottom of the page, you'll see it basically shows what were some things that we were able to obtain through grants, which are with the sequester there. We've been losing a lot of grants in the police services. Hopefully they'll renew some of those, but I think we'll just have to wait to see after they fight it out. Sure, go ahead.
What is covered by the contractual services?
Those are maintenance agreements. Okay. We have to have maintenance agreements for a lot of the things we use, like office equipment, between office equipment, or some of our other technical, like breathalyzers. We use monies for a crime computer, being able to get into we actually have a large contract with what's called Regis, who they actually give us afford us entry into the crime computer, crime matrix, things of that nature. Those are most valuable tools for investigation. Plus they also ensure that the officers that are out there on the street are able to check suspects, learn wanted information on the spot. And it's very safe conscious too.
Chief, there was a time when we were putting certain things in the cars. The cars now all have computers, or most of them?
Most of them have computers. We have at least nine laptops that are in police cars. We usually run between 9 to 11 officers per shift. We almost always have at least nine computers that are in cars. Right now we have the officers writing reports by computers while in the car, but sometimes they'll actually come to the station because they have to be able to print them out or have them approved by the supervisor. But one of the main things, we want to make sure that on site they can actually pull up a person, like if they were to stop me, they could actually pull up my driver's license or pull up my arrest history if I had one, and they could see me right there. If I said I was Mr. Walker, they could actually tell me, no, you're Charles Adams, because they can actually pull up my picture on site, on scene. So then,
with a computer in the car, that means that they are that much better able to determine who this person is in the car, or if that is the person who owns the car based upon the licenses there. Is that correct?
Sure. They can conduct investigations on the scene without having to do it by radio. You know, one of the things about our radios, you know, they're constantly being monitored by, you know, we have actually an investigative channel, but our main channel is open to anybody who wants it. But the main thing is they can actually do investigations on the scene if they were to, the cars are their mobile office. So this actually equips their office even more so. So they can do a lot of things without having to come back to the station and leave their areas, abandoned for a short period of time or a long period of time. Or we have to reroute some other officers to move into, if we're talking about officers who have prescribed patrol districts. So the main thing is it tries to keep the officers out where we need them, as opposed to everybody being in the station. And then if there's something that happens, everybody's got to rush from the station to get to some location to do their job.
So when they stop you, then they're able to look at your license plate, pull up everything they need to know as far as you're concerned.
Sure. If you have an arrest, they can check to see if you have an arrest history. They can use what is called crime matrix. They can do a lot of things. They can check not only just information about you. They can check phone numbers. They can check associates. I mean, there's a large volume of things that they can do from the computers that are in the cars. Yeah, well, good officers will probably want to know. If they don't know you and if they think there's something suspicious, maybe they want to make sure that they do their homework before they approach you, or maybe they just want to verify something that you've told them. If it's something other than just a routine traffic violation. The next page I always want to bring is the use of funds. This is that page that you actually have the pie chart, and the reason I want to bring this to. We take a portion of the community development block grant from the Loop area, and we use that to supplement our overtime. That we take $25,000 from that, and we use that when we're doing some of our Loop patrols, which that's what the morning is. Money is earmarked for the safe and security of the Loop. We also, which is not here, but we also do get a stipend from Washington University to help supplement some of the patrol and police services that are rendered for the students and the students frequenting the Loop. I think that figure is around $80,000 a calendar year. Next, we move to the operational budget summary. The summary itself is pretty much has been pretty much static for at least since 2011. And the only basic increase that you're going to see on this particular budget is basically due to the increase of four officers that were granted by the council. Just like I said, salaries itself increase approximately 4%, which is about $215,000, basically due to the hiring of, and it says six new officers, but basically, that was one officer that was previously allotted, plus two officers that were previously allotted, plus the other four. We did have a COPS grant that actually afforded us several officers, but that grant actually termed out this past fiscal year. So we're actually going back to, we actually had the job. I think that it gave us three officers, and that has reached its tenure. So we were not afforded any new officers because they cut a lot of the grant funding throughout the country. You'll see there's a brief bar graph that actually shows a slight increase from 2013 budget to the 2014 budget. Now I want to go to basic. If you go to the budget transaction report that's at the back, this basically is a breakdown of each and every account for the police department. And this is how the extra dollars, other than personnel dollars, are actually used in a lot of the different things that they're used for. Now I can go through those really quick if you wish, but they're pretty much self-explanatory. They break down the dollars as far as what we buy. When you ask me about what are some of the ancillary costs that we have, we use professional services, which may come from anything from interpreter services to locksmith, radar certifications. Sometimes we actually do rent. We call them rental wrecks, but we sometimes use covert vehicles other than our police cars if we're doing particular surveillance and other special duties. We have medical services, which basically pays for our prisoner bills. If we have somebody who's injured or say they're sick or ill, we actually have to take them for a fit for confinement, and basically as we take them to the hospital and have them examined to make sure that they are of sound health before we incarcerate them, if we're going to hold them. We have maintenance contracts, which again, we also do. If we have somebody who's a recidivist person who does a lot of times like minor thefts, but they won't stop, sometimes we'll house them at St. Louis County, but they'll charge us $30 a day to keep them pending a judge's approval. If you look at professional development, that basically goes that's for training from FBI retrainer to IAC convention. We actually haven't been, and that's basically me, I haven't been attending for the last couple of years. We do some minor advertisement, that's not really. We have some printing services, which are basically a lot of the forms that we use from cash bonds to tickets to parking and moving. Those actually had to be issued to us by the state, so we actually had to have them specially, because you don't want everybody to be able to print up parking tickets, because I think some people would be doing that themselves. Probably give us all tickets to get back at us. If you move to account 6400, which is on your next page, that basically is office equipment and maintenance. Those are some of the key things that we use, such as the 911 phone system recorder. You'll see a number of, there are some ancillary costs that go with some of the things that we have. Hubert Associates, they actually run our CAD system, computer-aided dispatch system, so they keep that in working and in order. We actually have to pay them a maintenance fee. Moving to account 6560, you'll notice that I think at the end of that cost is our Regis subscription fee. And that's the largest lion's share of all the monies that we spend. You'll notice that's $127,000. That figure is pretty consistent year in, year out. But that's basically what allows us to have access to the crime matrix, live scan, crime computer, mules, NCIC, for all the police officers, police dispatch, and all the investigators. So that covers that's basic police work. If we didn't have those particular things, investigation would almost cease. A lot of things that we try to do every day couldn't be done. The next page, basically, I guess you move to 7570. It's called Hardwares and Hand Tools. And you'll see a listing of these things are pretty much all the tools and necessity items that we need throughout the year. You know, from a lot of it's ammunition to a lot of the different things that we have to use, from equipment as such as batons to evidence packaging, fingerprint supplies, flares, cleaning supplies, tasers, taser cartridges. So these are a lot of things that these are things that keep the officers safe and keep them being able to respond to these hazardous situations. And hopefully, if they have to mitigate something that's wrong, they'll be able to. Uniform 7770, that's our uniform account. That basically we equip all the officers. We clothe all the civilian and police officers. This account here, we have some of the, I think we have some of the best services from the company that we use. They do it really rapidly, fast. We just hired one of our new police officers. He's 6'7", and they were able to get him outfitted with clothing, which was quite a task, in 3 days. So that was something. Pants wasn't really the problem, but when you have arms that are long as I am tall, that was kind of a unique thing to do.
Hey, Chief, it's my understanding that the police officers must provide for their own handgun. Is that correct?
Correct. What we do is we actually sell them the handgun ourselves. We keep a supply of the service semi-automatic handgun. We'll sell it to the officer, and they have payroll deduction, which is like $50 a month. So it doesn't take a large chunk out of their paycheck when they initially come on. So, but that way we keep everybody with the same gun. We have uniformity. If I go down, somebody can take my gun and use it, or hopefully it's me using somebody else's gun other than that. But the main thing is we keep uniformity. We're teaching everybody to do what we want with the same utensils. But the main thing is we don't kill their pocketbook when they first come on. So we try to make it very easy for them to. But all their clothing is, other than their shoes, is covered by the city. And I think that brings us to the back end. I don't really see much over here other than just normal repairs for radio equipment, handsets, which are portable radios. We will be getting new portable radios as part of that bond, the St. Louis County bond issue for emergency operations centers.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you, Chief. Mr.
Right.
Walker.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Next, we will hear from Information Technology, Jared Agee. Jared, as many of you will know, is our building commissioner and our deputy director in community development. But he also has been kind of wearing the hat of looking after our IT function. So, Jared.
Good evening. In the interest of being succinct on this, I'm going to highlight this from time to time, but for the most part, I'm going to kind of go over an executive summary of everything here. The fiscal year 2014 budget, and feel free to interrupt me at any time, is something that we started working on last July. Some of these budget numbers we really have to take a look at, and in order to get a number that is as accurate as possible, we have to spend a little bit of time figuring out which direction we're going to want to go before we can get that number put together. To talk about how information technology works, we have an IT core committee which represents each department throughout the city, and they establish goals for IT. And then IT management, that would be me, sets objectives and provides direction. And then at the end, we have contractual services with Tech Electronics that's responsible for the implementation of IT for the city. In overview, our 2014 budget decreases the year-to-year expenditures. These are reoccurring budget items that you tend to see, like contractual services, commodities, so on and so forth, and increases short-term capital projects. In the past year that I've been doing IT, we've identified some areas that we have some security areas that need to be tightened up, and we also have some inefficiencies that we need to try to get a grasp on. So our plan was, we looked back in July, and we wanted to take a five-year look at where the city needed to be as far as IT, so that we could adequately plan on it. You know, purchasing a server could cost you $5,000, or it could cost you $50,000, depending on what we need. And that's not something that I want to come asking for money for all the time. So I wanted to come up with a good plan. So starting out, our proposed total budget is $817,000. This is a $144,800 increase from fiscal year 2013. As I said earlier, these are capital increases. We were able to decrease our year-to-year costs. Looking at personnel, once again, there is no budget item added to personnel. We continue to realize savings from outsourcing our contractual IT to Tech Electronics. We've got an annual reduction of about $70,000 a year over what was done when we had city staff. So I want to go over a few budget items here. These are those capital expenditures that I was telling you about. The first one is the annual replacement of desktop computers. Staff members need to have a computer to work on. These computers only last a certain amount of time, so every year we anticipate needing $15,000 to replace city computers for end users. Next up is voice over IP. Yes, sir.
Or the desktops, like when you convert, are they like the smaller ones instead of the...
It depends what we get a better deal on. In the past, we've got some smaller form factor PCs, but if we can find a larger form factor PC that works just as well and is at the same cost or less cost, we tend to go with the bigger one, because if we have to do alterations later, we have that space within the case to work with. Some of the small ones are convenient and they look good, but then when you have to work on them, they don't have a lot of space for expansion in the future. And that's where, you know, in the past year we've refreshed essentially every computer in City Hall by upgrading the memory and kind of doing a whole, you know, 21-point inspection and a cleanup on the whole computer. And we're in process of doing that with the police department right now. And that's getting us by very well right now. So I want to make sure that anything we purchase in the future that we're able to do that.
When you upgrade, that means taking a part out and putting another part in. What does upgrade actually do, or what does it mean?
We do two different things. Depending on the age of the computer and how the computer is functioning, we might be able to switch a part out. Sometimes we have like a power supply that's inadequate. We've had that issue in the police department here recently. Some of our Dell 700 series computers don't have power supplies that are adequate for the amount of work that's being performed on the computer. So we're able to take that component out and put a new component in. But a lot of them, they get to the end of their useful life and we end up just replacing them because it's so costly to change the parts that need to be changed that it makes more sense to replace them in whole.
Is it generally difficult to find parts for the machines that we have, or it doesn't make a difference based upon whatever, but do we generally, based upon the equipment that we have, are there parts available if by chance they can be reused?
Absolutely. You know, anything that we buy, we want to be able to easily locate parts. And typically you're going to find that RAM and power supplies are the two issues that we have issues with, or two components that we have issues with. And we have, you know, a supply of parts. It's not hard to find. Moving on. This past year, we did our phone upgrade to our new phone system, the Mitel 3300. In the previous budgets a few years ago, there was $60,000 set aside for transitioning from our current digital phones to voice over IP phones. That can be spread out over 6 years. So I planned on doing $10,000 every year for 6 years to get us completely transitioned over to the IP phones. Next is expansion of access control. One of the final projects we have for this fiscal year is to adopt an access control plan. Access control is like a card swipe or a proximity. And this is a benefit for a couple different reasons. One reason is it gives us accountability. So you know if a police officer came in the building or if the police officer left. It also provides for security. I don't know if you've looked down there at the police department, but they have these punch blocks. And you kind of really have to hide it to make sure the criminals that are going back to jail don't know what the code is to get into the police station. So this will provide us an added level of security. In addition, that main door down there, the lock set for it costs about $800. And when you consider that they go out at a couple of thousand times a day, it doesn't take too long before we have to change it out because it's worn out. So hopefully this equipment with fewer moving parts, it'll save us some money on at least that main door. So we need an additional $20,000 next year to put access control at some of these additional doors that we have throughout City Hall. And the doors that we're looking for are mostly police doors and then doors on every floor so that we can secure the doors on every single floor of City Hall. We're going to have some challenges with the first and second floors with the historical doors because we don't want to damage those doors in any way. So those may cost us a little bit more in order to provide access control for them. Next item is new firehouse technology. With the erection of the new firehouse, they have everything roughed in for technology, but they don't have the actual appliances in the budget. So they will have phone jacks, but they won't have any phones. So this $63,000 provides for phones. We have, I think, some servers, phones, network switches, and some, I believe, storage and backup over there, paging. So we think with $63,000 we can get that put in place and we can be in good shape over there. Next item is global positioning system tools. The city's responsible for preparing a transition plan for the Americans with Disabilities Act. Public Works has to go out and assess every single one of these ramps and transitions from the streets to sidewalks. This tool will reduce their personnel cost to do that over the summer by automatically locating where these places are at, taking a picture and locating them in the computer. Next item is police department vehicle computer refresh. The police department vehicles have computers in them, and just like any other piece of technology, they have a life cycle. So our plan is to replace two of them every year, and in that manner we hope to constantly always have up-to-date equipment for the police to use. Similarly with the fire department, we want to do the same thing with the fire department and try to switch those out every 2 years. So that's where that additional $10,000 comes from. The police department, since I've been in IT, I've had an opportunity to assess the police department a little bit closer than what has been done previously. And we have some switches that are in dire need of being replaced over there. So this will get us a jump start on replacing those switches in the police department. Police department backup and storage. In this year's budget, the fiscal year 2013, we had some storage solutions for City Hall. We want to implement the same sort of storage and backup solution in the police department. Next item is wireless access points. These access points will be used with the access control. They allow for wireless use of the city's network throughout the building. And they will help us with mobile device management. You're going to see a lot of departments wanting to use more mobile tools and not necessarily be stuck at a desk. You know, they want to be able to take what it is they're working with and go out in the field and meet a contractor or meet the people out on the street and take a look at what's actually there. And this, these wireless access points will give us the ability to go throughout the building without dropping signal. With our police department upgrade on storage and so forth, we want to virtualize their network. That provides some redundancy and decreases the opportunity to lose data. And with that comes a one-time VMware licensing, which is $32,000. This will increase our year-to-year cost probably by $4,000 to $6,000 every 2 or 3 years in the future. But this includes the first year's purchase. The last one here on this page is document control software. We've identified that there's some issues with trying to find data on the city's website and document management. And looking at that with our current vendor, they told us that we needed an upgrade, and that's what we're looking at on the $60,000 number. Since talking to them, we've been working with other vendors to see what the possibilities are with other softwares, and we found another vendor that works with Laserfish that seems to think they can accomplish the same thing for less money. So we have that in our budget to hopefully improve Laserfish. And the last item I have on here is IT infrastructure replacement. When I was talking earlier about taking a look at IT from a 5-year perspective, we have various switches and servers and storage solutions and so forth that are down in the server room and throughout City Hall. And these items, these pieces of equipment, have limited lifespan as well. And typically, IT would look at those as having a 5-year lifespan. So what we did is we calculated what the total cost of replacing all this equipment that will fail, and we divided it by 5, and we came up with $72,000 per year. So our plan is to sock away $72,000 per year and then make these replacements as needed. But in that manner, we would always have the money set aside in order to be spent on this type of work. We've had a couple switches go out. We had a switch at the high school that we had to repair. We had a fiber problem between the Trinity building and the high school. We have had to replace 2 or 3 servers that were at the end of their lifespan. The city's still was doing backup on magnetic tape, which is not best practice or has been best practice in probably the last 5 or 10 years. So we've been looking at replacing that. Right now we're storing data off-site in a cloud-based solution. We'd like to bring that back to City Hall. Be more economical that way. One last thing I wanted to point out, if that's okay. If you look in this packet of information here, on page 4, you'll notice performance measurements. This has changed from the last few years. In the last few years, these had page hits and the number of servers maintained and so forth. And I never felt that this was an adequate reflection of what it is that IT does. So we implemented a new help desk ticketing system that tracks everything IT does. And these time frames are a little goofy because we're assessing what we've done in the past time frame. But as we get further along in budget preparation cycles in the future, this will start to make more sense when we can take a look at it as a budget year. So how did we do compared to last budget year? And one thing that you'll notice is on projects, we have a lot of projects that we're working on right now. And I hope that those will, as we kind of get a grasp on some of this a little bit, that we will, the number of projects will decrease as we make some of these capital improvements.
Mr. Price, did you have something?
You mentioned the issue of the connection going into the high school. If memory serves me, had that been a problem before?
It had. We had a problem, and this was before I was in charge of IT, so I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but there was some sort of switch problem they had over there, and then trying to get access to where the switch is located had been a problem. We now have access to it pretty much any time that we need access to it, and the switch has been replaced. And I can't imagine that we're going to have too much in the way of trouble in the future. Typically what happens now is somebody digs through our connection to the high school. It's not actually at the high school. It's the connection to the high school.
Sure. All right.
Any other questions? Okay, Mr. Walker. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. Tina with finance.
Good evening, the mayor and city council members, city managers, and city clerks. This evening, I would like to present the budget for finance division for 2014. I'm just going to follow the handouts that I give out. Starting with the first page, there would be organization charge. The division consists of myself and the other 8 staff, including the print shop operator. If you go to page number 2, at the top part describes the responsibility of our division. And the main responsibility is generate the billing. We generate the refuse billing for over 12,000 resident and businesses. And based on the financial consultant, that last year I recommend that we should spread out this billing cycle to be 5 different cycle based on the pickup route from route 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So each route will be approximately 2,500 bills. And with that, we can pay attention on the bill, make sure that the bill is calculated accurately. And we also, the main thing is able to follow up with any delinquent bills and ultimately provide a better service to the resident and businesses. And another main responsibility is collect all the revenues, all source of revenue that come into the city has to come through our department. And with that, we also invest, you know, do some investment for all the fund reserve that was stayed in our bank. Our investment that reached close to $5 million as of March of 2013. We have purchased certain securities and some CDs. And with that, we also assure that all the debt payment was made timely, because that's going to reflect to our rating. Yeah. And we also process all the disbursement to the vendor contractors through accounts payable and generate the payroll checks to elected officials, employees, and retirees. Yeah. With that, we also have, you can see the performance measurements on page 4 that illustrated, you know, how many checks we issue a year and so on and so forth. Yeah. And we acting, myself and one of the staff, we acting as a purchasing agent. We also participated in open the seal bids when the other department had the bids opening. We presented over there, such as Public Works or Community Development. And the most important things that we start implementing and trying to be on top of it, we have to make sure that we have adequate internal control with the department within the city, and all the facilities will have all the policy and procedure in place. And we do surprise audit every so often. We also assisting city managers on preparation of the annual budget, and that's what we are doing right now. We provide independent auditors with all the city financial record for the auditing. Yeah. And with that, after the auditing, we also prepare the comprehensive annual financial reporting. Yeah. We submit that to Government Finance Officer Association annually. And we have been received the award for financial reporting as well. On page 2, there's a summary of the budget expenditure that broken down into 3 categories. The personal service increased by 4%. Actually, the two that consists of the 2% that we plan to give employee for cost of living adjustment, and also the contribution for pension plan that we plan to increase based on the actuarial evaluation report this year. The city need to increase the contribution amount, and with that I had budgeted for most of department with the increased amount compared to fiscal year 2013. However, for the contractual services, we plan that to have expenditure that was decreased from fiscal year 2013 by 16%. And mostly the decrease of these categories is based on auditing and accounting. We feel that we have learned a lot from the previous auditing, and we prepare better. Besides, we prepare the financial statement ourselves, and with that, we hope that it's going to reduce the hours that the auditors has to spend, and with that, you know, eventually our auditing fees will be decreased. Yeah. Also, with the postage, we plan that we're going to reduce the cost of postage. We do have e-utilities that the resident and business can go online, not to just pay the bill, but also looking at their bills. And these people, we do not have to generate the billing or mailing for them. Yeah. We also implement the intelligent mail that will save the money when we do the mailing. In the past, in order to make sure that the mail will get to the resident or businesses on time, quite often that we end up using the first class mail because we generate too many bills, we can't generate them on time, so the post office, yeah, have a hard time to handle the volume of our bills. But now, due to the breakdown of the bill cycle, the billing cycle, and you know, we able to generate bill on time, and that reduce our postage.
Could I ask, do we have it set up now so people can sign up to get an e-bill?
And yes, ma'am.
And you would send us an email and tell us.
Right, people who pay online also get their bill via email.
Okay.
So we do not have to mail the bill to those people.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Walker, I think time-wise we have about 4 minutes, so how would you like to proceed?
I think that basically includes the finance
right.
Presentation. Are there any questions related to finance?
I have three questions, but I think somebody was before me.
Ms. Carr?
Since I do pay online, am I then going to expect the e-bill to come to me the next time?
You have the notice via email that your bill is ready?
I haven't received that yet.
Okay.
But I actually went and paid online. I've done that
yes,
twice.
Ma'am. Yes,
so, okay.
Yeah.
All
you
right.
should.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Glickert?
That is correct. Yeah. No, yeah.
All right,
we feel that they didn't perform to the level that we expect them to. For example, with the total bill nearly $1 million that we sent to them, as of the end of March, they only collected for $10,000. And in the meantime, we collected ourselves, you know, from these accounts, we were able to collect $75,000.
Okay. Yeah. So we need some work there.
Yes, sir.
And last, the New World Financial hardware. Everybody in your department is competent and up to speed with the new system, as we call it.
Yes, sir. We implemented, like, for the refuse billing, we implemented these five billing cycles through New Worlds. And we had our staff trained, and we worked closely with Public Works and Community Development. So we believe that we are trained to the point that we can perform our task well. Besides, last week we do have, since we have upgrade on human resources module, we also have the trainer train our employees. And with
okay, I think we are out of time. Thank you, Tina.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. We will start the meeting in just a few minutes. Everyone, please take your mics up front.